Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf kuf nun. And we're holding about halfway down the amud, two lines before the wide lines where the Gemara begins pshita. And what the Gemara is going to do today is go through various lishoinos which are being used principally for our purposes by a shchivmera in a matona shchivmera. However, they're equally applicable to a matona zbori. What we're trying to do is identify what is the real definition of a term and how encompassing is it. So, we had a discussion about avodin either being karka or metaltlin. So we're going to discuss that as well, and that would seem to be the kesher to yesterday's gemara. So it's not gemara pshita. Omar metaltli leplanya. If a shchimra, or for that matter, if you have a bori who's writing it down on a piece of paper, or if he's making a kinyan, and what's happening? He's giving away his metaltlin leplanya to Yanko. So what does the word metaltlin encompass? Says the Gemara, kol mani tashmishte, any of his objects and utensils, vessels that he uses are kani, labar michiti vasari, but not food items. In other words, when a person says metaltlin, even though metaltlin means anything which is movable, as opposed to, of course, karka, which is immobile. However, that's not his intention when you use the term metaltlin. Metaltlin are things. Food items are really, even though in the broader term, they are things. But you don't normally think of that when you think of metaltlin. So therefore, we're going after das b'nei adam. What do people usually mean when they say metaltlin? Means mani tashmishte, utensils, objects that you use, but it doesn't include food items. What happens if you say kol metaltlin leplanya? Oh, you use kol, afil chita besari. Even food items are also included, and not only that, vafil rechaim hu el yoina kona. Lebar me rechaim hatachtoina. A rechaim is a mill, and we're talking about mills that people typically had at home, and that they used to go and grind up various food items for purposes of cooking and eating and things like that. And the rechaim had two parts to it. It had the rechaim hatachtoina, that's the bottom part, on the floor. Rechaim elyoina, which was the top part. The part that was on the floor, the rechaim hatachtoina, was not bolted or cemented to the ground, but it was quite heavy, and you probably needed 3 or 4 shkutzim to pick it up if you ever had to move it out of the way. So typically when you said metaltlin, you didn't think of rechaim hatachtoina as being metaltlin, even though physically you could be metaltlit, but typically it wasn't metulto. So therefore you only thought in terms of the rechaim elyoina, not the rechaim hatachtoina. However, if he says kol de metaltl, he didn't say kol metaltlin, he says kol de metaltl, anything which is movable, well, the rechaim hatachtoina is also removable and movable. So therefore that would also be included, kol de metaltl, afil rechaim hatachtoina kani. And now the Gemara says, now that we've gone through all the different definitions of metaltlin, kol de metaltl, vos is with avodim. Iboilu avdo kimkarkoi, oi kimetaltli dami. And the Rishbam immediately points out, as we know, that the Gemara says numerous times that avodim are hukshu lekarkois, because it says in the pasuk, v'snachaltam oisam levneichem achareichem lereshes oisam achuza. That a person that owns an Eved Kanani, it's like owning a Nachla, and it belongs not only to him. If the master passes away, it automatically goes to the Yorshim, to the children. So, by the use of this pasuk, the Gemara learns that an Eved is hookish to Karka. So what's the Gemara Shaila then? So Rishbam says, Avad, for all normal Dinei Torah, and we say that it's hookish to Karka. We're referring to a stand that holds this up.
It's a yellow box. Usually I put it on top of the middle bookcase at the edge. If you see it, please turn it there.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not visible. Something unmoved. If you come across it, just please restore it there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you,
Yitzchak. Thank you,
Yitzchak.
Good morning.
414 is listed.
Okay. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So the Rishbam already focuses on this Avda Kimetalfli dummy. If you look down at the Rishbam, it's just past halfway down the wide lines down below. the line that the Rishbam begins, Iboilahu. I'd say it's around 10, 11 lines into the wide lines, the second half of the line. Iboilahu avda kimetalkli dami. Says Rishbam, ni davadai di avda kimakarkoi dami le'inyin shvua. We have a loch of ein nishboin ala karkois, so also ein nishboin al avodim. And also the gabi kinyan, bekesu b'shtar b'chazaka, just like normal nechosim sheyesh lemachrayis, which means karkois, you could be koine kesu b'shtar b'chazaka, the same thing applies to avodim. Nechol mili dir raisa din mekarkoi yesh lehem, from this passage, is nechalta moysalam nechem. Avl inyin loshim nei odom, mikruluhu metaltli, v'yeshlen mechlal matonis metaltli, she metaltli hu. I like. So the Gemara's question is not, what's the status of avodim under the Torah? We know that for many halachas which deal with hilchos shvuos or deal with hilchos kinyanim, then eved has the same status like a piece of karka. The question is, b'nei odim, when people say, I am giving you my friend, Yankel Smith, I'm giving you all of my metaltlin, did he include also his avodim? Because physically, avodim are metaltl, they are mobile. They can be moved from place to place. Karka cannot be moved. If you try to go and pick up the earth down below, you could take up some of the earth, sure. But still, the real estate remains the way it is. Asha'enki metaltlin, you can move. So when people use the term, I'm handing over to you metaltlin, or oh my metaltlin, call the metaltlin, what's the status of avad? That's the Gemara Shaila. And the Gemara is going to try to bring a number of proofs to be able to resolve this Shaila. You remember we spoke about this yesterday or the day before. We had earlier on in our Masechta, in the Perek HaMoichas HaBayis, what happens if a person sells a city. In other words, a person owns a city. Hard for us to understand that today, but years ago you had people, maybe there's still some places on this earth that people own cities. So he said, I'm selling you the entire city. So what is included in the city? So start thinking to yourself. Machabatim, that means houses in the city. Shichen u'ma'arais, those are different types of cisterns for water. U'merchatzois, if there's a base hamerchatz in the city. U'beis habadim, if there's an olive press. U'beis hashlochem, and if there happen to be various fields that require certain irrigation. All of these obviously are part and parcel of real estate. So if you're selling an ear a city, then you're selling all of the real estate. Avaloyesa metaltlin. If there happen to be things in the ear which are metaltlin, since you can easily pick those up and move them out of the way and take them somewhere else, those are not included. However, Zman she'omar, he, b'chol mashe b'soicha, the city and anything within its midst, within the city. No, afilo hayuba behema oyavodim. Even behemoths and avodim are also harei kulan mechurin, because at the time that he sold them, they were behemoths and avodim. They were besaycha, so they're also included. That's the end of that mishnah. Now the question is, iamis b'shloime kimetaltl domi. If you're going to go and tell me that an eved has the same set of metaltlin. That's why it's not included in the Reisha. Now, how do I know that it's not included in the Reisha? The Reisha really is silent vis-a-vis Avodim. All it says in the Reisha is that the physical structures are sold, not the metaltlin. No word about Avodim. But if he says, even Avodim are included. Oh, so it sounds like in the Reisha, Avodim are not included. So even though you're telling me an eved is hukish lekarkois, apparently it has the status of metaltlin, and just like metaltlin are not included in the reisha, avodim are not included in the reisha. Okay, so that sounds like a very solid raya. So Dr. Iyamis b'shloimik metaltlin dam mishem hachi loy mizdabim bereisha. That's why the reisha leaves out avodim, and in fact says physical structures are included, metaltlin not, and presumably avodim not. It's only when he says komash besoicha, then avodim. Aha, okay. So far we have a raya that is like metaltlin. Zokimar eli amriski makarkoi dami. If it's like karka, amaylo mizdamin. Why isn't it included in the ratio? Why is it only included if you add the komash besoicha? Zokimar velamai kimetaltlin dami. So you think that you have a solid proof that it's like metaltlin? My afilu. Why in the sefer when he says He, v'chol mashe b'soicha, afilu ha'yibah behemais ha'avodim, they're also included. Why is avodim any more a yachsin than any other metaltlin? It could have said afilu ha'yibah, even if they had tables and chairs and talesim and avodim. V'osepis, v'chapson afilu ha'yibah behem avodim. So it sounds like that avodim is a chidush. I would have thought only the chairs and the tables and the pencils and the paper and any other metaltlin. But not avodim. Oh no, afilu avodim are also included. So eldi imam is coming on nachmul. Vela ma'ikim metaltlin dami ma'ya afilu. And ma'ya yislach lemeima. What are you going to tell me? Shiny metaltla denayed me metaltla deloynayed. That there's a difference between metaltlin which are on the move on their own and metaltlin which do not move on their own. In other words, yes, a chair can move, you can pick it up, it's metaltlin, no question, but if you don't touch the chair, it'll stay in its place for the next 100 years. Masha Enkin and Eved, it's metaltlin, it moves, and if you're not going to move it, eventually Eved is going to move on its own. Mm-hmm. Eved is not going to stay put forever. So that's why an Eved is called metaltlin denayin, and a chair and a table is metaltlin denayin.
Similarly, behemoth, because behemoth and metaltlin are
no question. The more is not focusing on behemoth, and that's why notice that the same things are filo hoyu by behemoth avodim, and the same deal you can make with gabi behemoth as well, but the Gemara is not discussing behemoth. So zok to Gemara, so oy bazoi, if you're telling me that the afilu is to go and to dramatize and say, not only regular metaltlin, but even those metaltlin that move on their own, such as the Hamas and Avodim, nu oy bazoi, afilu temi kamakoy toigdami. You could then say Avodim is normally like karka, and if a person is handing over to someone else, Yankel, I'm giving you all of my karka, maybe Avodim would be included. But shani mekarko denayed mekarko deloy naid. When you're selling an ear, you're selling a city, then what is in the mindset of the seller? All of those things which are the solid real estate, the structures which are bolted to the ground, or mechubel karka, he doesn't have in mind avodim. So what is the Gemara answering? The Gemara answers that really we have no raya what the status is. When a person says karka, does he mean avodim, yes or no? When he says ear, he does not mean avodim. Why not? Because when he's selling an ear, says Rashi, says Rishbam, he has in mind all of those things which are physical structure of the ear, of the city. And normally if you think of a city, oh, I just visited whatever city you visited, whether it's Paris or Kishkin Halash, what do you think of when you think of the city? You think of the beauty of the city because of the physical structures. You think to yourself, oh, they had beautiful parks, they had beautiful statues, they had beautiful buildings and the architecture and blah, blah, blah. You don't start thinking, well, it's a beautiful city because I saw avodim walking down the street and they were very handsome. That's not the essence of a city. The essence of a city is the physical aspect of the city. So therefore, when you're selling a city, says Rishbam, it's very, very possible, even though normally avodim hukish mekarkoyes, and normally if a person sells karka explicitly, my good friend, Mr. Smith, I'm selling you all of my karka, it could very well be that avodim are included within the status of karka. But when you're selling a city, the mindset of the moicher is to sell the physical aspects of the city and not avodim, and so therefore, no raya to our shayla, whether an eved is considered to be metalklin or karka for purposes of the speech of Bnei Adam. So let's try to bring another raya, and this should be very familiar because this is a Mishnah that we quoted already yesterday in the Gemara. Omli Revil Ravashi Toshema Hakoisiv. This is only a slight change over here. Hakoisiv Kol Nechosav Liavdoi. Instead of Hakoisiv Liavdoi, Kol Nechosav. Hakoisiv Kol Nechosav Liavdoi. A person calls his eved and says, Willie, I'm giving you or selling you all of my nechasim, everything, I'm giving all my nechasim to you. What's it? Din Yotze ben Chayin. Then Willie goes free. Why does he go free? Because one of his nechasim is Willie himself. So if you're handing over to Willie the Eved, you're saying, Willie, I'm giving you all of my nechasim, and one of those nechasim obviously is you, so I'm giving you to yourself, so now you become your own master. If you become your own master, then you automatically become free. So Yotze ben Chayin. So that's very easy. When I'm Shaya Karka Koshu, he says, Willie, my Eved, I'm giving you everything, except for a piece of karka. He doesn't identify a particular piece of karka. He just says, I'm holding on to a piece of karka. Says the Tanakama, lo yotze ben choyrin. The willi does not go free, and in fact he's not koine any of the nechosim. Why not? Because when the master said to willi, I'm giving you everything, with the exception of a piece of karka, he meant willi himself. You're the piece of karka that I'm holding back. Why is he called a piece of karka? Because as we said, halachically has a status like karka, this nechaltam oisal necham acharechem, so therefore, although this may not be so beautiful and equitable and nice in terms of what he did, but the fact of the matter, legally, if he said, I'm giving you everything except for a piece of karka, he may have in mind Willy, and therefore Willy lo yotzim et chayrin, he doesn't get his freedom, and he doesn't get any of the nechasim. But Reb Shimon argues, Reb Shimon aymer, lo oylam hu ben chayrin, no, he does get free, at shioymer kol nechasai, Nesunim leploini avdi chutz mi echan mi riboy shebehen. What's the reason? Because Reb Shimon holds that when he said shaya karka, this does not include willi. This is just a piece of karka, and so therefore yotze ben chayin, he does go free. Reb Shimon says, when would he not go free? If he says willi, I'm giving you everything except for 1/10,000th of my nechasim. Why is that different? Because Reb Shimon says that when he says, I'm holding back 1/10,000th without pinpointing exactly what he means, he may have in mind Willy himself. Willy, you are my 1/10,000th of all of my nechasim. Either the person is very, very rich, and therefore he's saying, your value is 1/10,000th of all of my estate, or it could be that he's offending and insulting Willy, and he's saying that of my very meager estate, which is worth $100, you are 1/10,000th of that $100. You're almost in the minus numbers. Anyway, sorry?
Literally, worth 10 cents.
Worth 10 cents. Good. So the point is, says the Gemara, that would be the only case, says Reb Shimon, that he would be excluded. Otherwise, he would be included. Okay, but we're not focusing on Reb Shimon, we're focusing on the Tanakhama. And the Tanakhama says, that if you're Mishaya Karka Koshu, guess what? Willy is included in that Karka Koshu. So we see what we're not talking about now. Dine Torah, we're talking about the Loshim B'nei Adam when he says, I'm poisiv my nechosim, chutz mi karka. Oh, so in fact, an eved is part of karka. But we're not finished yet. V'yom Rav Dima Bari Osav Am Rav Luzer. Osav Metaltlin Shir Eitzel Eved. V'yosav Metaltlin Shir Eitzel Ksumet. The same thing would apply not only in the case where he's writing and handing over all of his karka, that the eved would be included, even if he was handing over all of his metaltlin. And he says, kol nechosai, chutz, and he's shy in that karka koshu, shy metaltlin koshu, I'm holding back some of my metaltlin. That would also be enough to exclude the eved, and to go and say, you, eved, I consider you to be like a piece of metaltlin. Why? Because he's metaltlin, he moves. He's not a something which just stays in the ground like a real estate. And so therefore, this Rav Dimi Bar Yosef and Rav Lazer are saying the Loshon of the Mishnah is Lav Davka. Karka includes Metaltlin. Even there, if the person says, I'm leaving over either a piece of Karka Koshu, or I'm leaving over a piece of Metaltlin Koshu, an Eved would be part of that Koshu, and therefore he would not gain his freedom, nor get the Nechosim. That's the Gavi, the case of the person who is handing over is called Chosai. For the also Metaltlin Shir Eitzel Ksuva, however, we do not have the same rule that got Metaltlin Eitzel Ksuva. What was that rule of Metaltlin Eitzel Ksuva? So we spoke about it briefly at the top of the Umud yesterday. And this was a Gemara that we had earlier on Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. If you want to take a quick look at the Rishbam to refresh your memories, it's about 7-8 lines from the top of the Umud. That's going on the top of the Amud where we quote the very same Mishnah. Person was divvying up his estate and he gave his nechosim to his, let's say, three children, and he gave his wife also karka koshu. So he had a whole bunch of karkois. He's splitting them all up among these three boys, and he's giving his wife also ashtika lekarka together with all the others. What happens now? If she is shoytekes, like the Rishbam says in the next line, of the Ksuvasa is the Mukhi the Hasa Mishritekis. She's quiet. In other words, she should protest and say, hey, you're giving away all of your karka? Don't you remember that under my ksuba, you have a shibud on your kakois to give me my ksuba if chas v'sholem, if and when this marriage terminates. If either the husband dies or gives her a get, she's entitled to. David, as I'm Michael, please put yourself on mute because there's some background noise. Thank you. So, either if the husband will pass away or gives her a get, she'll be entitled to her ksuba. But the fact that he gives her now a karka koshu and she's quiet, there's no karka left. So with that, she means to show her compliance, that she
acquiescence.
That's a better term. Thank you. It shows her acquiescence that this property that otherwise would have gone or could have gone or should have gone for a ksuba, it's now being divvied up to the kids. She's getting a shtikla karka. She's quiet. She's stuck with that. That's if you're talking about karka. What happens if instead he gave her some metaltlin koshu? In other words, all the boys, all of the yorshim, he gave out all of the real estate. And he says, for my wife, and I'm giving you here some tables and some chairs, and you can also keep all the plates and the pots in the kitchen, things of that nature. With that, she does not lose her ksuba. And the reason is very simple, because the ksuba says that all of my nechosim, which are the nechsid loinaidin, meaning all the real estate, there is a shibud on it for her ksuba, but there's no shibud on her ksuba, on metalklin. So that being the case, the fact that he gives her metalklin, she does not lose her interest in karkois. So that's all Rav Din Bar Yosef is saying. So back to our Gemara, from Rav Din Bar Yosef, and Rav Lozer, os metalklin shirei tzol eved. The gabin eved, if you write kol nechosai, and you hold back and say, I'm being meshayer, whoever to you, my eved, I'm being meshayer some metalklin, guess what? I mean you too. Therefore, the Eved will not go free. But not like Ksuba, like we just explained with the Rishbam. What's the reason that we're saying that by an Eved is a Shir, legabi the case of the Kois of Kol Nechos of the Avdoi? Why don't we say that legabi Ksuba as well, that the Eved is like metaltlin? What's the difference? The Amalei Rav the Rav Nachman, my time of the metaltluhu, or metaltl metaltla havishir. Ksubasisha makarko, metaltl makarko loy havishir. In other words, according to the way Rav Dimi Bar Yosef said, there also metaltin shir eitzel eved, which means that if a person was kois of kol nechos of the avdoi, and Shire Metaltlin Kol Shehu, you know why La Yotzim Ben Chayrin? Because that Tanakama of that Mishnah holds that the Loshen of Bnei Adam is to include Eved in the term Metaltlin. So therefore, if he's Meshire Metaltlin Kol Shehu, guess what? La Yotzim Ben Chayrin, because he's really referring to the Eved himself. Willie, you are the one that I'm holding back, and therefore he's not Koine himself, he's not Koine anything else. So that's really Metaltlin Metaltlin Havashir. However, Ksuvah Sisha, the whole basis, the whole foundation of the Ksuvah is that if and when Chas V'Shalom, this marriage terminates, there is a Shibud on Karka. Ooh, Metaltel Mekarko Le'Avishir. Evan, since we consider him for Loshem and Adam like Metaltlin, so Metaltlin is not a Shir for Karka. So neither Avodim, nor if he said, I'm handing over to everybody else real estate and I'm giving for you, my wife, I'm either giving you an Eved or I'm giving you a Metalklin, that would not be a Shir, because in her mind and everybody's mind, when you think of Ksuba, it's a Shibud on Karka and not on Metalklin. Okay, so therefore, L'choira, I can be poishit my Shaila and show you with this that an Eved vis-a-vis Nechosim has a status like Metalklin, because even if he said, I'm Meshayer Metalklin, he means you Eved. Eina ben Chayrin is the chassimin that he is metatlin. Amalei, he told him, no, you have no raya. Anan mishum delav kruz gita masnin la. The reason why we said on the Amud Aleph that if he says chutz mi metatlin kol shehu, then the Eved is in fact not yoytzu lecheres, not because he's a shtik metatlin. Nothing to do with that. It has to do with the fact that a get shichrur has to be like a get isha. We learn lo lo meisha, and what do we learn from that? That
this sefer krisis.
Okay, and what do we learn from the din of sefer krisis? That it has to be a document which is strictly for his schus and leaves no schusim for the, in a case of a get, the husband, and in the case of a get shichrer, the master. Meaning, we know that when it comes to a get, there cannot be any strings attached. When he gives her a get, it's got to be all over. Any type of condition that would last for the rest of his life or her life, no, that would not work. It has to be dover hakoyres beinoy lebeino. It has to end this relationship. But it's more than just that. It's also that this piece of paper sets forth rights and everything appurtenant thereto for purposes of the wife, in the case of the eved, for purposes of the eved. If the husband retains any rights in this get for himself, it is not a good get. If the master retains any rights in this get shichrur for the eved, it's not a good get shichrur. And so therefore, what would happen if he writes in his shtat, eved, I'm giving you everything with the exception of my art scroll shas. Eved, you don't need the art scroll shas. I'm going to keep it for myself, and that's what I want. Says this man the Yomar, guess what? It will not be an effective get shichrur where the Eved can say, well, I'm certainly not an art scroll shas, and therefore I received everything else, and I received myself. No. According to this man the Yomar, it would not be an effective get krisis. Why? Because the Odin would want to retain the shtar for himself, because there are rights there. What are the rights? That I kept my art scroll shas. And therefore, it's not just like a regular get. Expected this to happen. No, it's okay. We're not moving at all. We just have to...
just shifting.
Yeah, just shift a little bit. So, let's see the top Rishbam, so we get a better feel for all of this. Danan mishum delav kruz gita masninala, says Rishbam. Eved, in other words, the din of a shtar shichur for an eved, goma lo me'isha. Here it says a chufsha le'nitan la, and there it says the cost of law get krisus the nasan biyada. So you learn law la meisha, and that is the beinan get krisus, and the kivan the yesh lebal o eved schus bishtar. We're learning this type of
Rishbam.
Okay, Baruch Hashem. The kivan the yesh lebal o eved, since the baal, the master of this eved, has a schus in the shtar. What's a schus? She cost the boy she shaya karka o metaltel liatzmoi. I'm not giving you this shtar that it should be solely yours, exclusively. I want to have a copy of it too. Today, of course, you would just make a Xerox copy. What's a Xerox? But today we just make a copy. However, in those days, they didn't have copy machines. They didn't have copy machines. So there was only one copy of the shtar. So you want it, I also want it. I have a schus oden kosovoy. Here, because like Karina Basic gave the creases. That's in Luther. Etc. I'm
giving all my property except for this thing. We're not talking about a get shichur.
It isn't a get shichur because it frees the eved, but for the fact that the right retained for the items that the Baal wants to hold.
Go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. Hakoisiv kol nechosov le'avdoi yotze ben choyer. How is he going ben choyer? It's not a get shichur. So get shichur doesn't have to have the words hariat muteris l'chaladam. It doesn't have to have the shema ish and the shema isha and many of the other intricate minutiae that you have when it comes to hilchos gittin.
I thought in gittin we had this and he said he had to write a separate get shichur.
But you see, you don't need that. Not according to this mandiyama. Maybe another mandiyama holds up, but not this mishnah. This mishnah holds once you write, I'm giving you Lock, stock, and barrel, all of my nechassim, he goes out, lecheir is done. He didn't mention the word choyden, he didn't mention the word eved, he didn't mention... You have to know some yada, you'd have to give it to him.
So did he write him anything? Is he kosev or kosev?
He wrote him all of the nechassim, chutz, with either karka.
Doesn't have to be 12 blinds.
Exactly, all of those rules don't apply.
Does he get more or less?
Anyway, the point is that now that we're learning this pshat according to this man the Omar, when it says there in the Mishnah Koisel Chol Nechos Liavdai, Chutz Min Ashtikl Karka Kolshu, or Chutz Min Metaltlin Kolshu, the reason why we say he doesn't go to Cheres is not because the Eved is Ashtik Karka or Ashtik Metaltlin. It's because it's not a total Koreis where the Shtar now only has Chusim for the Eved and not for the master. The master says, I want to retain this karka to be able to say that I own this metalkal, or this karka, or this Ars Kroshas, or my beautiful set of Rambam, or my fountain pen. Any one of these things.
My phone stand,
exactly. So anything that you want to write as a chutz, by definition, that destroys the sanctity vis-a-vis the efficacy, that's a better term, the efficacy of this get shichra vis-a-vis the evet. So it has nothing to do with the metalkal, it has nothing to do with karka, it has to do with the fact that there is an exclusion here, which doesn't make it exclusively that of the evet. The Odin has a schus in the shtar, he wants the shtar too. But it's a get kris, it's supposed to be koiris. No strings attached for the Odin. There are strings attached because I needed the shtar to show that I own the maishas, etc. Okay, with this we have concluded the Gemara, and therefore the Gemara has not decided the shayla supplied. And he boys, if shito, when a person says the word metal, when he says the metalkal, does he include an evan or not? We have not been poached that shayla. But now we start a new shtickle Gemara. If you want, you can place two dots here. Omer Rava, Omer Rav Nachman. Most of what we're going to learn in the next few lines is chazara. But Rav Nachman is kind of packaging together so that we should remember it. Chamisha ad sheyichtavu kol nechseim. There are five cases which we've learned recently, four out of the five, we'll soon have a fifth one, where if you write kol nechseim, that has one din, and if you give 99% of nechseim, has a different din. The Elohen, which are the five? First we're going to list the five, and then we're going to explain the five. The Elohen Shechemra is one, Avdei 2, Ishtoi is 3, Bonav is 4, Mavraches is 5. So, Shchimarad, none. We already had this, we already discussed this a couple of times. Shchimarad, the Mishnah back in Kuf Memvev Amid Beis, none. Shchimarad, Shekosov, Kol Nechosel Acherim. He gave everything away, he didn't leave even a pitzel, not even in Modai. Gunish, he gave everything away. Vishaya Karka Koshu, one Karka he did leave behind. And now what happens is, that person, Baruch Hashem, the Shchimra, recovered, and he figures, I'm going to get all my nechosim back, because I'm only giving it for the reason that I was going to pass away, chas v'sholem, but now that I'm alive, I want to take it all back. Guess what? Matanosai kayemes. All the matanis that he gave work, and he does not get them back. But that's the reason, because he was shy of karka koshu. But lo shy of karka koshu, if he gives everything away, he doesn't leave even a nickel for himself. If and when he recovers, he gets everything back. What's the reason why? Because the reason why he gave everything away, because he was sure that the doctors are right and that he only has a few minutes left and he never thought he was going to recover. That's why he gave everything away. By the fact, in the Reisha, where he kept something for himself, and it wasn't just a koshu. Remember, we learned in the Gemara, it's got to be k'dei parnasasai, the amount that you need to go and support yourself and your family for the foreseeable future. So why did he leave that behind? Because he thought in the back of his mind, no, a kapara with all of those nechasim, I can give all of those away. Because in the 5% chance, 1% chance that I'll recover, I covered myself. I have this karka kedei parnasasa. So you see that's the first halacha where it's so important. Did he give everything away, or did he leave some small exclusion? What's avdoi denan? The very mishnah we've learned now a couple of times. Akoisu kol nechasim of the avdoi. Person wrote, all is in the chasim, everything for Avdai, Yotzeh ben Chayrim. Why Yotzeh ben Chayrim? Because he gave everything away to the Avid. It's a get shichra. Shai karka kosher, if he just leaves behind the karka, or even a piece of metalkalin, or even an art scroshas, or anything, kosher lo Yotzeh. He's not Yotzeh. Why? Because it's not a get creases, like we just explained. Okay, so that's karkvi, all the karka. Next case, shichra kol nechseim, left karka, all nechasim. What's the next? Yotzeh ben Chayim. Ishtoi Yomer of Yudah Meshmul, again, which we've learned already a while ago. Hakoisev kol nechosov l'ishtoi l'yasa ela aputrapa. Person has a bunch of sons, and he also has a wife. And he decides to give all his nechosim away to a wife. That, the Gemara considers that to be ridiculous. Who would go and give away everything to his wife? I can understand you give a nice sliver to the wife. You get 10%, 20%, 50%, whatever. You give everything away and leave nothing for the boys. What he really intended to do was go and appoint her to be the administrator or the executor of this estate.
She can get a percentage.
Well, not that's not what we discussed earlier. perhaps under secular law, but the reason we said earlier was so that the children should be mechabed her, that they should go and respect her. Especially if the children happen to be from another mother, because it could be that he was a Zivik Sheini situation. So he wants them to respect, and therefore he says, kids, you want any of the property? You're going to have to be responsible to mommy. You're going to have to go to mommy and ask her for permission, and you're going to have to go and say, treat her respectfully. So good morning. Yeah, he's a smart guy. Good. Anyway, but it's got to be kol mechasav liishtoi. If he only gave 80% liishtoi or 90% liishtoi, then we don't see how, but Trump, it's got to be kol mechasav. And what's halacha number four? Bonav, none. A kois kol mechasav lebonav, the kosav liishtoi karka koshu, then of the ksuvasa, if he gave a karka koshu to her and gave all the nechasim away, including that karka koshu, give everything away. In that case, since she was shetekes, like we learned in the Rishbam, we just learned in the Yom Aleph. Right. So then she forfeits, she was moicheles on her ksuva. What happens, however, if in fact he left? Correct. What happened? We didn't. The Rishbam Taka continues that. That was the Gemara earlier. You're 100% right. What happens, however, if he left over some other karka, which he did not give to Bonav and Ishtoi, then the reason why she was Shetekah, she says, what do I have to scream about? I have Baruch Hashem, that other property that he didn't give to the kids. So when he made me a Shutev, didn't make me a Shutev, since he didn't give away 5, 10, 20% of his Nechasim, so but Metshem, if this marriage terminates, I'll still have something to look to. I don't have to go and complain and scream. Now, when do I say that she's of the ksuvasa? Only if he gives away everything. He left something behind. It doesn't count. And the final halach is mavrachas, which we did not have until now, but it's a very simple idea. The amamar, mavrachas, tzricha shetichtev kol nechoseha. What does this mean? What happens? A woman is about to go and get married, and she has Baruch Hashem, a nice amount of nechasim from an earlier marriage, or perhaps even from her father or something like that. And she does not want this zivik, presumably a zivik sheni, that he should go and get that property. And any property that she owns, Masha Kana Isha Kana Baal, it's going to be nechasim alug, he'll be able to go and take all the income. She doesn't want that. So what does she do? She takes it out of her rishus. How does she take it out of rishus? Today, presumably, it put in some sort of irrevocable trust or something like that. But instead, she gave everything away to Yankel. Yankel Smith, Yankel, here, I'm giving you a shtar that says in it, I'm giving you all of my nechasim from A to Z, everything, all belongs to you. Obviously, the reason why she did that was to be mavriach. Mavriach means to machapleta, to go and take all of this property away from herself, so that the husband, the new husband that she's marrying now, would have no shaykhis to it. Okay.
Well, do you think the relationship with Yankel Smith is?
Well, that's a different story. Maybe it's her cousin, maybe it's her brother.
Okay. Maybe it's her sister.
Okay. Anyway, what happens if Chas V'Shalom, in fact, this marriage is over? Then she gets back all the nechasim, because the only reason why she gave it was to be mavriachit, so that it should not be part of the, that when her husband marries her, he shouldn't look upon her as just owning all of this money. He should appreciate her for all of her internal malas and midas that she has, that she happens to be a tznua and a chasuda and a tzedekis, and not because she has some bucks.
Why all of her nechasim? Why can't she say, you know, I'm not sure about this guy, but I want to trust him? Why can't even be a partial mavrechas of her?
Because we're assuming that if she gives away part of her nechasim, she means it as a bona fide present. On the surface of it, it looks like a bona fide present.
It
looks legit. Totally. If she gives away everything, why would you give everything away? That doesn't make sense. Oh, to me, mavriachah, that makes sense. So therefore, after the marriage terminates, she gets it all back.
Stipulated in the star. I'm giving
this amanas. And then even if you just give one penny, because right, the reason right, I'm giving you this, right, but so we're trying to give a halacha that applies to five things. Okay. That is all, what was the lashon? Chamisha sheyichdu kol nechseim. If you put in a condition or stipulation, you can say, I'm giving you this one pencil because I don't want my husband to have this pencil. So about that, you're 100% right. We're just trying to give a halacha that applies to kol nechseim. Zoktigmar ubekulu, and all of these five that we just mentioned, metalpli have a shiur, lebar meksuva, demakar koi tekin rabbanan, metalpli tokin rabban. All of these halachas. For instance, we started off the gabi the shchimra. If the shchimra would have said, I'm giving away all my nechasim, but I'm leaving behind some metalpli. So you remember, we had this in the Gemara already before, that just like we said, Karka kedei panasosoi. Rav Yirmi bar Abba said metaltlin kedei panasosoi. Lav dafka karka. The same thing applies to metaltlin. So therefore, when we said now, he says v'kulu metaltli have a shear. In all of these cases, metaltlin is also considered to be a shear. Another case, lemushal legabe di avdoi. We said that the metaltlin is a shear. That was what we discussed on the Amud Aleph. That not only if the person was koisiv kol nechos of the avdoi. And shire karka koshu, a fear shire metaltlin koshu. It's also le yotze ben choyin. So we see that this is not just a din in karka. The same thing applies to metaltlin. The only time that metaltlin does not figure into it is if you're talking about the ksuba. What would be the case of the ksuba that if he wrote kol nechosav lebonav, the kos of leishtoi metaltlin koshu, or for that matter he left over metaltlin. So you might think to yourself, if he left over metaltlin, then the woman should not have complained because she can go and get the metaltlin liacher mevi esrim. If and when the husband passes away or he gives her again, she has another resource. She can go and look at his bank account. He has afterwards some metaltlin. Says Gemara, I'm sorry. Says Gemara that even though he left over metaltlin, this would not be a shiur for these purposes. Why? Because when you look in the ksuba doesn't mention metaltlin. It mentions karkois. And therefore, if he's giving away all of the karka and he leaves a piece of karka that he doesn't divvy up, so therefore he's not giving away kol hanechosim, then don't think that the wife is by her shtika that she's maskim to go and forfeit her ksuva. She's not forfeiting ksuva. She says he left over some property. I'll mitchum collect from that, and together with this piece that he gave me as well, hopefully that'll be enough for the 200, and that's why I'm not complaining, I'm not screaming. In fact, if at that time it turns out that that other property, and this property he's giving me now, is not worth the 200, I might very well scream at that time. Because the only reason why I'm not being moichel is because I'm assuming that he left over enough to keep me comfortable, to take care of his 200, together with whatever sliver he's giving me now, and that's why I wish to take it. However, if it turns out it's not enough, she can go and now challenge the ksuvin. Not that she doesn't have to challenge, she can say that my shibud still is alive on the nechasin that were given to the bonav, to the children. Mm-hmm. However, if he left over for himself only metaltlin, then it is still considered to be a mechila if he gave away all of the karka, including a sliver to her, because she should have complained, I have a shibud on the karka. How are you giving away all of these shibudim to everybody else? Gesundheit. And the fact that he leaves over metaltlin, that is not to be a shir. That's why the Gemara says, "Kulu metaltli have a shir, le bar miksuva, the amakarkoi tekin rabbanon," the whole Indian of shibudim of a ksuba, the chamum masakin on karka, metaltli loy tokin rabban. However, a meimer omar, metaltli dechsib ksuba, visno binayu have a shir. A meimer says, what happens if a person writes in his ksuva, not only will you have a shibud on my karka, but also on my metaltlin, and now he leaves over some metaltlin which he didn't divvy up and he didn't split among the children and to her, so then by the fact that she's not complaining, it's just like had he left a piece of karka koshu, meaning that she says that the reason why I was shetekas, I didn't complain because I figured, since there's a lien on all of his metaltlin, and he left over a whole bunch of metaltlin which he didn't allocate, so I figured, okay, ma'achar meiv esrim, I'm going to be able to go and take from the metaltlin. But that's only according to a meimer that says, if you write metaltlin in the ksuva, if you don't write metaltlin in the ksuva, then her das, her shibudim only reside on karkois, if he's giving away all the karkois, including ashtikala for her, and leaving nothing behind, she is moichelis. If, however, if he left another piece of property behind, besides what he's divvying up now, then she's not moichel, because her das is, I'll hopefully be able to go and collect from that other property, together with what he gave me now, and hopefully that will be enough to cover everything. And if not, then I'm going to have to go and use my shibud on the nechosin that was distributed to the children.
In the ksuba it says, kalim al kaspoi, which includes metaltli. What's the lashon? If it's only...
I don't think it does. Does that say in the ksuba?
I've listened many times to ksuba.
Yeah.
Glima al kaspoi.
So maybe that's like a meiba. Maybe that's what it is.
Okay.
Could be.
Or maybe she'll just go out and land another man.
Land another man. Oh, boy. Beautiful. Okay. So now from here, Rabbi Yisai, until the end of today's daf, it's all very straightforward. And that is Until now, we spoke about in the Omer Aleph a person giving metaltlin. What does metaltlin include? Now we're going to talk about a person who gives away his nechosim. What is the term nechosim? Nechosim in English are possessions. How broad a term is the word possessions? And as we'll see in our Gemara, it encompasses virtually everything. So Zokimar Omer nechsi leplanya. Person says, "I'm giving my nechosim to Pliny." He didn't say kol nechosim. He's saying nechosim leplanya. Of the ikri nechasai, the word eved, or an eved that he owns, is included in the term nechasai. Did not. Hakoyis of kol nechasal liavdei, yotze ben choyren. So how's he yotze ben choyren? He said only nechasai, he didn't say the word eved, because the word nechasim includes eved. So if he gives all nechasim away, eved is included in the term nechasim. Ara ikri nechasai, if a person gives away his ara, his karka, and how did he start again? Person who gives away his nechosim, especially if he gives away kol nechosim, then ara is included. How do I know that karka is kol nechosim? Did not a mishnah maseches kedushin nechosim sheyesh lo nachrayis nigma kesu b'shtar b'chazaka, and that of course is referring to nechosim. It's talking about karka. That's nechosim sheyesh lo nachrayis. So I see that the word nechosim includes karka. Glima ikri nechsi, although the Gemara refers to glima probably because you just referred to glima, and therefore the Gemara was prescient that the Ruach HaKodesh is going to say glima a couple hundred years later. However, this term apparently refers to all metalklin, that all metalklin is also called nechsi. How do I know that? None. That very same Mishnah in Kedusha continues on. Nechosim sheyesh lemachrayis, nevekesu b'shar chazaka. V'sheyin lemachrayis, so although it doesn't repeat the word nechosim, but it's obvious that the word nechosim in the Reisha applies similarly to the Seif, right? Nechosim sheyesh lemachrayis is X, nechosim sheyin lemachrayis is Y. A nikna el meshicha, or b'agba, or the other kinyanim that the Gemara discusses in Maseches Kiddushin. But getting back to our Gemara here, so I see that the word nechosim sheyin lemachrayis, nechosim includes metaltelin, shine. So glima is part of nechosim. Zuzi ikri nechsi.
Yeah, I always thought nechasim shein lemachrayis is only referring to ben choren. Now we're saying it includes a bit wider.
Nechasim sheyesh lemachrayis means karka. Right. Nechasim shein lemachrayis means all metaltlin. All metaltlin. That's why you're going to be meshicha. Zuzi ikri nechsi. Even money is called nechasim. How do I know that? Not b'shein lemachrayis niknim im nechasim sheyesh lemachrayis b'kesem b'shtar b'chazaka. That's the famous halacha of agav, that if you're buying at one point nechosim sheyesh lemachrayis karka, and you also want to purchase at the same time ein lemachrayis, means other nechosim, you don't have to make a separate kinyan on nechosim sheyesh lemachrayis. It's nikma with the nechosim. And by the way, you don't have to dafka buy both at the same time. You could already be the owner of a piece of karka and say to the person, I'm now makna to you agav this karka some of these nechosim. Anyway, from that alone, I don't know anything about Zuzi. I only know about Nechosim Shein Lemachrayis. Nechosim Lemachrayis is Metaltlin. So, Ibazoi, what's the Rai? Says, you're right. I don't have a Rai yet from the Mishnah. But I do have a Rai from the famous story of Rav Papa. We've had this already a couple of times. Ki od Rav Papa havalei treisa alfi Zuzi beichoy zoi. Rav Papa owned 12,000 zuzim, and they were in a far-off place called Beichoy Zoi, and he wanted someone to bring them back. Now, the ear fare, or the train fare, going back and forth Beichoy Zoi, besides the amount of time, was somewhat considerable, and therefore a papa figures he's going to try to find a shliach who's going anyway to Beichoy Zoi. He should please do him a favor and bring back the tracer Alfi Zuzi. Good.
We have this case, yeah.
Exactly. So he asked, please, of Shmuel Bar Acha, do me a favor, go and bring it back. But the Gemara over there said that since the time to go and come from Beichoy Zoi is so long, maybe it takes a month, or who knows how long, we're afraid that maybe what happens if Rav Papa were to go and pass away, and he never received the funds, and then the Yorshim will say, we never got the funds, and therefore you have to pay a second time, and Shmuel Bar Acha never gave it to us, so they were afraid that the person, Beichoy Zoi, Mr. Smith, is not going to hand over the funds. So therefore, a papa gave him a special POA, a power of attorney, saying, I'm giving you, Rav Shmuel Bar Acha, all of these funds, lock, stock, and barrel, and therefore, you're claiming it not for me, you're claiming it now for yourself. And therefore, that's why he gave him that piece of paper. Ninu nil leila Rav Shmuel Bar Acha, agava sipa de besa. What does that mean? Since he is going and being makna to him all of this money, this money is not in his possession. If Rapapa had it in his possession, the story wouldn't begin.
Right.
But the point is, but then if it had in possession, he could make a Mashiach, he could make Hagbo, he could make all these kinyan. However, it wasn't in his possession, it was in Beit Chozoi. So how is he going to be Makne to Rav Shmuel Baracha? He does it Agav Asipa de Beisei with a kinyan of Agav. He said, this is Asipa de Beisei, that's the threshold here of my house. I give it to you, Rav Shmuel Baracha, for the next 10 seconds. Go and be coin it, go and touch it, or step on it, or whatever. Be coin it, Asipa de Beisei. And during this 10 seconds, then I'm giving you this karka, I'm giving you the 12,000 zuzim, Agav the karka, and then 5 seconds later, Asipa de Beisei goes back to Rapapa. So what I see from this is, from that story, well, let's finish off the story. Ki also, when Rav Shmuel Barach is now returning by train or by plane or by horseback ride or whatever, ki also, nofikli abe ad tovech. Rav Papa came to greet him ad tovech.
Either the place or halfway.
So Rishbam says, like Barry just said, that tovech means one of two things. Either tovech is the name of a place, you want to go to tovech, it's in a place in the world, mm-hmm. or tovech means like toich, midway. He didn't go and greet him all the way Beit Chozoi, because if he did, then he wouldn't have to send Rav Shmuel Baracha in the first place. But he didn't want Rav Shmuel Baracha to wait until he comes home, so he met him halfway, and there he transferred the money, and he said, thank you, oh, Rav Shmuel Baracha, that's so nice of you, and all the rest.
He met him halfway,
and
he only got half the...
He met him...
The whole 12,000.
He met him halfway physically, but not vis-a-vis the money. But anyway, beginning back to our Gemara, what do I see from that? That you can be makne money, agav, asipa de beisei, agav karka. Oh, where did we find that you can go be makna anything agav karka? Nechosim she'ein lehem achrayis, nechnikten nechosim she'esh lehem achrayis, because Rishar b'chaz, that being the case of Tingamara, I see from this, the Mishnah, together with the story of Rapapa, that Zuzi are considered to be nechosim, nechosim she'ein lehem achrayis, but nechosim, and therefore if a person gives kol nechsei, it includes his bank accounts, also his money. Now, shtari ikri nechsi. How do I know shtar is called nechasim? Yomer Rabba bar Yitzchak, shni shtar is hein. There are two forms of shtaris. Omar, if he said, zechu basada ze, liplaini, v'kisvu lo yese shtar. A person wants to hand over a field as well as a shtar to Yankel, but Yankel is not present. So he asks somebody, do me a favor, be mezaka on his behalf. As we know, Zachem Adam Shalai Befanav. He doesn't have to be here. I'm going to be Mezakim. So I'm asking Beryl, Beryl, do me a favor. Zachu Besadazeh, you, Beryl, Beryl and Shmerel, should be two, Zachu Besadazeh in the Sada, Liploini on behalf of Yankel. And I want you to also write out a shtar, not a shtar kinyan, because once you're Mezak on his behalf, we're done. But I want him to have a shtaraya. He should have proof that he owns this property. And then subsequently, the Beryl and Shmerel do a great job, and there's Zoycha in the field and all the rest. However, they haven't written the shtar yet. Once they made the kinyan and the sada, we're done, and therefore the sada now belongs to Yankel. However, he can go and change his mind vis-a-vis the shtar. Why? Because they were not koine the shtar, and the shtar is not the kinyan over here, it's just a raya. So he said, they don't need the raya, or he'll worry about it himself. Writing out a shtar costs $250, getting a soifer, getting the edim, that'll be his problem, not my problem. So he can change his mind on the shtar. Amanasha tichtevu loy es shtar. However, if he made it a package deal, and that is, I'm only giving it to Yankel on the condition that you also give an accompanying shtar. Oh, so even if they were zoich in the sada, sorry, there's a condition he has to write out the shtar. They have to write out the shtar. And they didn't write out the shtar yet. So until the shtar is written out and signed and sealed, he can go and change his mind on everything. None of that is really related to our shayla where the shtar is called nechsi. The reason why we brought it is because of the third. There are three forms of shtar. Trei hani demar, the two that we just mentioned a moment ago. Either can I have a third one? Dim kod demoicha because of the shtar. Kois is sheninu kois fin shtar lemoicha. Afo pishen lekeach imoi. What is this talking about? A moicher wants to sell a piece of property. He's really talking to a lekeach. He senses that in another day or two, they're going to come to terms. They're working out, the lawyers are working out all of the remaining terms. What he's concerned about is that when the lekeach will finally mask him and say, okay, let's close the deal now, he's going to have to call the scribe. The scribe will say, I'm sorry, I'm very busy. He'll come back in a week. and then during that week the lekeach may get cold feet and change his mind. Or he's going to add three more conditions, or he's going to want a discount on the price, and blah, blah, blah. So what does the moicher do? He calls up the scribe in advance, and he says, do me a favor, write out the following shtar with all of the following terms, because I'm 99% we're going to close on this shtar and on these terms, so write it all out. So it says, Koisin shtar lemoicher, you can write out a shtar lemoicher, even though the lekeach is not with him. So don't look upon this as being something fictitious. No, no. Fraudulent, this is real stuff. And says, the Rishbam, it's not a choiv to anyone except to the moicher. Because if the moicher loses this shtar, then he hasn't gotten a penny. The shtar says, I sold this property to Shimon, to lekeach. And so therefore it's only choiv for himself, so the scribe can go and sign it, since the moicher is willing to take upon himself that responsibility and that achrayus. Okay, so what happens now? Kivin she'achzik zeh b'karka, niknishtar kol mokim shehu. Once he makes a chazok in the karka, he also gets the shtar automatically, because the purpose of the shtar was that it's going to go and flow together with the property. Okay, that's all very, very good. Again, what does it have to do? Continues the Gemara now. V'zui shishaninu. Says now Rav Huna, Rav Chiya Rava, Omer Rav Huna, these three shtaris, including shtar number three, how is he coined the shtar b'chol mokim shu? So Shishanina, Nechoshanina, Nechrayim, Nechoshanina, Nechrayim, Nechrayim, because shtar b'chazaka. Who said this is called Nechosim she'en l'machrayim? Oh, we see that a shtar also is called Nechosim, and so therefore if a person hands over his Nechosim to Yankel or Beryl, shtaris are included. Guess what? Behemoths also ikri nechzi. Behemoths are also included. How do I know that not? Ham makdish nechasim. A person is makdish all of his nechasim. V'chis a behem behem, and there's a behem which is really the gamma mizbeach. In other words, it's a behema without a mum. You could bring it for a carbon. Zecharim automatically will be oilos. Nekeves yimachru letzarchei zivchei shlam. They'll have a din of shlamim. But I wasn't makdish my behemas. I was makdish my nechasim. As the chasim and the behema ikrei nechasim.
Why are the nekeves becoming shlamim? Why tzarchei? Why don't they become shlamim themselves if they're not a balmum, balsmum?
I don't recall
offhand. It's a question.
Exactly. Oifois ikrei nechasim. Oifis are also called nechasim. Now it says in the Mishnah, makdish nechasim. Why you behem dvarim or uim legam mizbeach such as yenois. Shman and the oifois, all of these are included. What the Mishnah continues on, if you have two real guy mizbech, then you have to go and bring them on the mizbech. The oifois, of course, we're not talking about the chickens, which are not really guy mizbech. The guy mizbech and yoina also are included in the term hamakdish nechasim. What about a person? What about tefillin? I'm handing over all of my nechasim to you. Does that include my tefillin? Oh, come on, I need my tefillin for davening. Tefillin is all tikri nechasim. How do I know that? None. Hamakdish nechasim. Malin loy tefillin. Now, what does that mean, malin loy tefillin? Explains Rishbam, since everybody needs their tefillin, and the tefillin is very personal in terms of that it has to fit and it has to be the right size and the gishmak and all the rest. So malin loy tefillin means we're going to go and do a shuma. Shuma means we're going to appraise the value of these tefillin. Let's say they conclude that the tefillin is worth $1,000. Mister, you can keep the tefillin, but you have to pay $1,000 to the Beit Kabayis because you were makdish in a chassid. But I don't have any money left. You'll have to borrow the money and pay it because of the work
we're
making.
We're
strapped for funds.
Very
good. Yeah, no, he's strapped because he wants to buy tefillin. Anyway, so therefore I see tefillin is also called the chassid because the makdish chassid, tefillin are included. By the way, what about a sefer Torah, Mai? So what's the shaila? Kibulim is dabin. The osel is wuni and I'll let us sell a sefer Torah. Lav nechsihu. So that's not my nechasim. It's like hegdisha. I can't sell a sefer Torah. Oy dilma, but there are exceptions. Kibulim is dabin. Lil my Torah valisa isha. What happens if a person needs to go from here to Eretz Yisrael to learn in the Mir or Brisk or wherever, and he doesn't have enough funds? The only way he can go and learn the Torah is to go and sell the sefer Torah. Then it's permissible. Or lisa isha if I need the money for hachnosas kala. Permissible. So maybe therefore it would be nechsihu, it would be nechasim. If I give away all my nechasim, the Sefer Torah is included. Maybe yes, maybe not. Wow. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi. Have a good night.